and the Star by James Thurber.
A young and impressionable moth once set his heart on a certain star. He told his mother about this, and she counseled him to set his heart on a bridge lamp instead.
Stars aren't the thing to hang around,
she said.
Lamps are the thing to hang around.
You get somewhere that way,
said the moth's father.
You don't get anywhere chasing stars.
But the moth would not heed the words of either parent. Every evening at dusk, when the star came out, he would just start flying towards it. And every morning at dawn, he would crawl back home, worn out with his vain endeavor. One day, his father said to him,
"You haven't burned a wing in months, boy, and it looks to me as if you were never going to. All your brothers have been badly burned flying around street lamps. And all your sisters have been terribly singed flying around house lamps. Come on now, get out of here and get yourself scorched. A big strapping moth like you without a mark on him?"
The moth left his father's home.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Don't forget to write!
But he would not fly around street lamps, and he would not fly around house lamps. He went right on trying to reach that star, which was 4 1/3 light years, or 25 trillion miles away.
The moth thought it was just caught up in the tops of the branches of an elm.
He never did reach that star, but he went on trying night after night.
And when he was a very, very old moth,
he began to think that he really had reached the star, and he went around saying so.
I remember the first time I got to the star.
And this gave him a deep and lasting pleasure. His parents and his brothers and his sisters had all been burned to death when they were quite young. But he lived to a great old age.
Moral: who flies afar from the sphere of our sorrow is here today and here tomorrow.